Welcome to the Alliance Research Podcast. Today we're joined by Patrick Southern, who's the CEO at Gaming Realms. Hi today, Patrick.
Good morning.
Right, first question today. The stock price of Gaming Realms has declined materially in recent months. So what's your opinion on the reason behind this?
Okay, well, that's a question obviously we get asked a lot over the last few months. And I think there's not one simple answer. I think something your listeners probably know a lot about, the small cap market has been under quite a lot of pressure. And if you add that to, more specifically for us, with the gambling sector, there's quite a lot of confusion in the gambling sector as a whole, because the UK is under a lot of pressure for revenue and increased taxes, which have come on from the government, which has put an increased downward emphasis on the sector as a whole. And more specifically for us, probably as a result of the second part, we're going through a transition and into the licensing, which I'm sure you'll ask me some questions about. And that creates more uncertainty, and investors hate uncertainty and everything else. So I think that is probably resulted in simple fact that we've had more sellers than buyers.
Okay. The announcement of the B2C gaming division in the summer of this year, we believe to be transformative for the stock going forward. Can you provide some colour on how the earnout is progressing?
Well, the deal was we sold our B2C brands and the marketing team to a Norwegian listed business, and the earnout was on a two-year basis, so the year one would be 70% of the value and year two running 30%. The first half of, so we've had 5 months now of sort of under the marketing company running it. We're still providing the licensing and the back office stuff, but we're not responsible for the growth. The first half of the plan was for them to grow it, spend more money, invest in marketing. The brands they have are things like X Factor and Britain's Got Talent and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. They've been pushing X Factor hard last year, and now they're starting with Who Wants to Be a Millionaire this year and Britain's Got Talent. I think this is a rather long answer, but it's too early for me to comment, really, because they've been spending more money, which obviously has depressed the EBITDA of the product. But the result, we've got another 6 months now where they'll be spending less money to get the earnout back. So it's not us doing it directly, and fingers crossed they can hit their plan. But it is a different sector and everything like that. But we're hopeful they can hit a good earnout as a whole.
Right. The decline in the market cap has taken the share price below net cash that the company has after the River Casino deal. Why hasn't this inspired any directors buying in the shares?
Yeah, that's a funny question. I can only answer that for myself. I know other directors have bought over the time. I think we've been going for 5 years, and I've bought sort of a lot of the time going through that. Just at the moment, we're in a closed period, and because of our results and everything else, we can't buy. And I think I would look at whether I bought moving into the year, just on a case by case. I mean, it doesn't really, it's slightly separate from my belief in the business as a whole and everything else like that. I know investors like to see the investors buying, but, doesn't mean we won't, and maybe other investors will, but you've got to look at it as the whole rather than just buying shares to get the share price to prop up, I guess.
Right, so you're more as and when rather than any particular trigger for buying.
No, I think that's exactly right. We totally buy into the licensing plan, and the directors have driven that, and we think that will give long-term growth, but it's not some sort of magic button that will announce a deal and suddenly our shares will go crazy. This is going to be, over the next couple of years, hopefully solid share growth. So I think there's lots of opportunity to jump on that bandwagon as the results come in.
Okay. Can you provide some further detail on the company's primary strategy of licensing deals going forward and why this is better for shareholders?
Well, it comes back to my first point about why the stock price has been down. In the UK, the increase in regulation, which has been put a lot of pressure on gambling companies to act more responsibly, which is a good thing, but it puts more costs in the business and it means you stop players playing and various things like that. It's also the tax has gone up, which makes a lot of pressure on the revenue of all gaming companies. If you look at comparative stocks, they've all suffered. And we're very lucky because we've got a game and a format, which is Slingo, which is this bingo game, and that's going very well. We announced the deal to do a Monopoly version of it just a couple of days ago. And our plan is to license those products around the world. So it's good in a number of ways for us as a business. It de-risks us into the UK because we can license it to the bigger operators. We don't have to have any investment in marketing, but it also means we can license the product to different sectors and different territories, such as the US, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Europe in terms of regulated gaming, but also into different markets such as the lottery market or the social market. So we can run as a much smaller, more profitable business, even though our revenues will be lower. A lot of it drops to the bottom line. So I think it's a very good business model given time, and we're lucky we're a very good product, which is we have a good opportunity because it's innovative and kind of we're beginning to own this bingo mobile space.
Okay, and do you have any final particular message to shareholders at this point for the new year?
Not really, other than to thank them for their patience. I mean, we're coming out of there's a few more things we need to do to get our business more streamlined and more focused on licensing, but we're coming out of the process, and I think that will be reflected in an increased performance of the business and an increased performance of the share price.
Okay, Patrick Southern, CEO of Gaming Realms, thank you very much indeed.
All right, thanks, Zach.
Thank you.